Cosmo Radio International's QSLCon.
Hey.
Hey, Dr. Bate, where are you going? Where are you?
Cosmo Radio International,
Dr. Martin, Soul Show. Miami Sound Motif.
No.
Dr. Bate. 6240.
Live and direct to you
from the banks of the River Liffey in Dublin City, Ireland.
Radio International.
No, you're not with Dr. Bate at all at the moment. You're with the Dr. Martin program, the Dr. Martin and Soul Show. He or I am a Radio International's mailing address for you to send a QSL card. Or to send your reception report for our QSL card is Emma Radio International, E or I, 8 Inverness Road, Dublin 3 in the Republic of Ireland. 8 Inverness Road, Dublin 3 in the Republic of Ireland. And should you wish to phone your report, you can phone us at Dublin, Ireland, 363-986. This is Emerald International. Song now from Amy Stewart.
Thank you.
1979, and
Amy Stewart
on Emma's Radio International. You're live and direct this morning from the banks of the River Ripple via the ionospheric shortwave band. Put the sky waves in good order.
And you're receiving us
with adequate reception. 100 watts omnidirectional power to you on the 48 meter band. 6240 kilohertz.
Rocket Martin
on the solo program here at Emma's Radio International.
Bill.
John Campbell. Captain in Devon. Good
morning to you,
John. Bill rang in.
I thought there from Forest and a 12-inch extended break dance punk down mix of Rock the Boat, the Green Corporation, 1974. We did a better version of that by far.
According to you, via the ionospheric skywave on the 48-meter band, this is Emerald Radio International from the Republic of Ireland, live and direct from the winding banks of the lovely River Liffey.
If you've never come to visit us here in Dublin, we'd highly recommend a visit.
Worth your time to come and see us here. The home of all good writers, good Guinness, and more than one or two beautiful Colleens. Emerald International. Cabinet Station Rock and Roll Radio.
You know I need her, you know her name, but I
1963.
Oh, what a night.
This is the music service
of
the Free Shortwave
Band. Emerald Radio International, live and direct.
From Dublin, Ireland, here in the banks of the River Liffey. A warm welcome to you.
I hope reception is adequate.
Although it's perhaps good for your reception of EOI.
You can verify it.
At 8 Inverness Road, Dublin 3, Republic of Ireland. 8 Inverness Road, Dublin 3, Ireland.
Emerald Radio International,
to Ballon Hole.
A version of Pride in the Name of Love from EOI.
No one, 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 no one,
Mason, and his Grace Bob Marley of Emerald Radio International to you on the 48 meter band, 6240 kilohertz, for the very best in free radio from Dublin Isle. Baby, don't change your mind. Stop the Martin on the solo program. How you doing? 6240 kilohertz, live and direct from Dublin Island on the East Coast. This goes down. Happening now. Recognized anthem of World Contact Day. My anthem of World Contact Day? I guess it's as good as much. I see by the clock here at Emerald Radio International, the atomic clock, radio is ticking away. Time for me to leave you for another little while. Tony James and the Disco Express is coming up here at 6240 on the 48 meter band. Not the postal address, incidentally, for your QSL card, and also for your competition entry. It's Emerald Radio International, 8 Inverness Road in Dublin, 3, Republic of Ireland. We also have a telephone number open. It's Dublin Ireland, 363986. 363986, should you wish to phone your reception report. And we'll receive it there on that telephone number. I'm Dr. Martin here on the Soul Program. Thank you for your company. We hope to have you around again in the very near future. Stay listening to E or I. Welcome to the magazine program from Emerald Radio International on 6240 kilohertz.
On today's magazine program, an article on the uncertain future of Italian radio, a report on new information and news service from Berlin, Germany, some news on the differences between the U.S. and Canada on digital audio broadcasting, our usual features on communication receivers for the shortwave listener and amateur, reports from the pages of the Irish Radio Transmitter Society Journal, and introducing our new program called Radio Around the World, our letters forum featuring our listeners' letters, correspondence, and discussion. And now, here's a report from Alan Bowne on Clive Mixers.
The average lifespan of a commercial radio station on-air mixer is nearly